901 Shelby Drive. Look alive, baby. Get on all social media and let everybody know that the world's most dangerous kingdom hip-hop show is on your FM radio dial right now. We go by the name of Revolt Radio on WVZM 100.3 FM. It is time. Listen, I'm a fan of my friend, and this right here is my brother. He has been on countless of my projects. He is by far one of the hardest Christian rap artists, holy hip hop, gospel rap, kingdom, whatever you want to call it, in the game. He will go down as a legend. He is a legend. God's Will Records representative. My guy, Fro. What's happening, baby? You like that intro, don't you? I need to start. I need to start. I need to start bringing you out.
Man, I know, right?
I need to start bringing you out, man. Listen, look, we gonna have fun up in here today, like I said, because we family, and I am so excited, brother. The whole show is dedicated to you. We are celebrating the release.
Man,
what album number is this?
Man, what's this? This 7.
Woo! Wow. Album number 7. Yeah. Street Preacher.
Street Preacher. Mm.
That's good. Tell us about the name, man. Where does the name come from?
I mean, it says what it is. You know what I mean? Street Preacher. You know what I mean? I started my ministry out in the streets. That's what I did, man. But before anything popped off for me, man, my first 3.5 years was in the streets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the corner store. Man, shopping centers, gas stations, you name it. You know what I mean? That's where I started. You know what I mean? Man, just hollering, man, from the Cutlass, man. Come check me out, man. And once they come check me, I'm going to push that gospel on you.
Come on, baby. Come on. So you had the Cutlass. For those of you that don't know Fro, let's go back to the actual beginning, the actual testimony of what you were doing prior to doing this. And then once you started, what was that grind like? What was that template like? Because you didn't start like a lot of gospel rappers started.
Right.
So your story is very unique. So for those who have never heard of you, I want them to hear the story. So let's talk about what you were getting into, the trouble you were getting into prior to salvation. And then once you got saved, explain that the hustle and the grind that you got.
I mean, I was a terrible individual. You know what I mean? I think, just being, man, away from God, man, can have you as a terrible person. You know what I mean? Like, devil was running my life. You know what I mean? So for me, man, I always wanted to be financially straight. You know what I mean? So for me, nobody around me was in college. Nobody was really just had great, super careers going on. Only thing I knew was the easy way, which we call easy way, the fast money. So the thing that I was into was I was into like credit card scheme. Like I would
scammer.
Get you. So I'm gonna get your social security number, mm-hmm. your address, and man, we're gonna make it happen. You know what I mean? Like I dibbled and dabbled into a lot of different things, but for me, man, it was kind of like that white collar thing was kind of like, what I kind of was into. It was way more just my, I can send an address, you know what I mean? I can send a product to a different address than your address and go pick it up, you know what I mean? And do what I need to do. But, it's a lot of different little foolish stuff I was into, that man wasn't cool, stuff I'm not pleased with,
Right.
So for me, man, one night, man, watching pornography, man, God came and tapped me on my shoulders. And that was the first encounter I really had with him.
Really?
Man, he showed me that, man. He was real, and he showed me he wasn't pleased with me.
Man, so, okay, boom. God comes in, saves you, and immediately, do you go to the music?
No.
Okay, what happens?
No, so for me, man, I sat for like a year. You know what I mean? The music for me wasn't really in my sight because I didn't know anything really about Christian hip hop. Mm. So I heard Adele when I remember hearing him on the radio, but that's kind of, you think that's just he's doing it himself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like he's stepping out the box on his own, doing something that's not a lane. I didn't think it had a lane. Mm. So for me, it kind of just went over my, because I was in the world at the time.
Of course,
you know what I mean?
Were you rapping already before?
Well, yeah, I was doing secular rap too, but I was really more into I was kind of pushing other artists as well. So I was taking my money and kind of, you know, doing other things to help push their situation. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I wasn't as good as a secular artist as I am a gospel artist. That's what's crazy.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, bro, back then I wasn't, you know, I rap, but I wasn't, you know, I don't think the anointing was on me like that. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And so with that being said, man, like I heard of it, but I didn't, you know what I mean? It right. wasn't pushed in, you know, pushed in into my face where I was like, oh, it's gospel rappers out here. Okay, cool. So I sat for a whole year. You know what I mean? Just really in the scripture, man, being a disciple, mm-hmm. things like that. And then that's when God kind of was like, I want you to rap. And I was like, rap? For who? He was like, rap for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know what that looked like. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
So when you did it, you recorded the first project.
Called Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Explain to me the marketing grind behind that. Because as I said, you don't have the normal gospel rap, you know, background. Mm-hmm. Let me get a publicist. Let me right. get on some gospel rap websites and buy some stuff. What was your whole
situation? So just a bag of just a 5 seconds.
Okay, let's do it.
Man, I wanted to be like Fly. If you from Memphis, man, you know about Player Fly.
Crown,
you know what
me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, 3-6 Mafia, Mystic Styles, yeah. when they just had, when they was more independent type of no deal. So for me, I always wanted to be like them. I never really wanted a record deal. I never wanted to be famous. I never wanted to be step into a mile and people just go crazy about uh-huh. it. But I wanted to be a step into a mile and folks to say, oh, they go fro. You know what I mean? But really not act too crazy about him, but know that I rap and,
right.
and I'm successful.
Right.
So for me, when I came into the gospel lane, God was like, man, we not going halfway. And so the same money you was putting up in the secular arena, we're going to put up in the gospel arena. And so for me, it wasn't about trying to reach out and get a publicist or anything like that. It was doing what I knew, and that was the streets.
Yeah.
So I wrapped my cutlass. You know, I came in the gate like that. You know what I mean? I had 23s on at the time when 23s was hot. So I'm sitting there shrink wrapped, you know what I'm saying, with 23s on the cutlass with Highway to Heaven, my face all over my car. You know what I mean? Shrink wrapped. Spent about $2,500 on it to get it done, and I went straight to the streets. Mm. And so, man, I was out the trunk. You know what I mean? For 3.5 years with the Highway to Heaven project. So I didn't continue to push a different project. I just stuck with that one project.
For 3 years?
For three and a half years.
And that's all you were doing? You weren't working a job?
No job. Wow. Nah, I ain't worked about 15 years.
Yeah. you took the whole hustle mentality over into the kingdom. Exactly. I mean, exactly what I did.
Yeah.
So man, I think this is a brilliant segue, man, to introduce the first song of the show from the album Street Preacher.
Man.
Heartbreak.
Man.
The transition of you leaving. Did you break anybody's heart when you left?
Man, for sure. Like, man, I think a lot of, man, my partners, man, really, my partners is the ones that, you know, I was helping them feed their folks. You know what I mean? I'm helping them get money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when I sit here and tell you I'm done, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what? You done? Like, man, I gotta go. I can't keep doing it. You know what I mean? And so it was real. Like, I knew when I made that song, it gave me chills because I thought about that moment when God was really speaking to me. And when he was speaking to me, he was like, man, you got to roll. Like, you can't kick it over her and kick it over her.
Mm.
Like, you can't do both of them. So the folks that I love, man, like, I had to be like, man, I got to go. You know what I mean? And so it broke my heart. But then it made me happy because I knew that I was getting salvation, yeah. man. Like, I was, when I leave here, man, God to be pleased with me. You know what I mean?
Album number 7, Street Preacher,
yeah.
Heartbreak. Let's go.
Let's go. You know, when I gave my life to the Lord, it was the worst day of my life. But I couldn't deny him, you know what I mean? See, I wasn't out here struggling and doing bad, you know, I was doing all right. So when he came, it rocked my world, you know what I'm saying? He told me I couldn't do the things I used to do. I couldn't act the way I used to act. I couldn't get my money the way I used to get my money, you know what I'm saying? But it blessed me, though.
The gospel should break your heart, but then make you happy. Homie, what's happening? This is what happens. The gospel will break your heart. Conviction is shaking. No more scamming. No more, no more. He ruined my plans. I wanna see a dance. Magic City, Atlanta, Georgia. I was planning to throw a band. Pull up on bands. Now it's no chance. He told me it's over with. He say he got demands. He say I'm his feet and his back and his hands. push or break your heart, but then make you happy. Homie, what's happening? This is what happens. The gospel will break your heart. Conviction is shaking. No more scamming. No more, no more. The gospel should break your heart, but then make you happy. Homie, what's happening? This is what happens. The gospel will break your heart. Conviction is shaking. No more scamming. No more, no more. See, you pull me to the side. Gotta separate the crew. And it really made me sick. Would've swear I caught the flu. Down for some days. Look at my face. What I thought about is crazy. He the one that fought the case. So I stood on my ground. Lil' bro, I ain't down. Yeah, so I smile. And I'm stuck like some towel. I done really felt this love. I'm done with the bug. Can't be hot. Coffee mug. He done fill up my jug. Yeah, I'm through with the club. Can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm gone. Ferrari. Rap out my lonely. Devil trick you cause he phony. Wanna cut your life baloney. The gospel should break your heart, but then make you happy. Homie, what's happening? This is what happens. The gospel will break your heart. Conviction is shaking. No more scamming. No more, no more. The gospel should break your heart, but then make you happy. Homie, what's happening? This is what happens. The gospel will break your heart. Conviction is shaking. No more scamming. No more, no more.
You know, came into my living room and changed my life. Matter of fact, he broke my heart. But he healed my heart, you know what I'm saying? I followed him. And I'm gonna continue to follow him. Cause only what you do for him gonna last. You feel me?
Yeah, baby, we back with Vol Radio. Woo!
Man, I love that song. Yeah. That's my song.
Hey,
it's the message is so important, and I think that in this generation, it's important to push just because you do have so much lukewarm. You have that in and out. You have that culture of, you know, loving God and loving trap and loving Cardi and loving the Bible at the same time. Like, you have this bipolar mentality. Mm. And I think it's caused people to become really, really comfortable. And they're not looking to die to flesh anymore, die to themselves, or break their own hearts for the sake of pleasing God. So that's what I love about your ministry, is that it's always so strong in message and in ministry. How important is that for you, even with, you know, the trendiness of today, where you do have Christian rappers that, you know, they mention God a few times, but, you know, how important is it for you? How do you stay where you're relevant, but yet you don't lose your message?
Yeah, I think for me, man, the ending result is key for me. The ending result for me is something that I continue to keep in front of me. And my ending result is meeting Jesus. And so for me, man, I want him to say, well done. You know what I mean? I don't want him to be like, man, you got on them stages, man, and you just was trying to please them people. You were trying to make them people like you. You know what I mean? And for me, man, that is the worst thing I can hear from him, besides the part from me, I never knew you. You know what I mean? And I don't want him to say that, man, you was all right, bro. You know what I mean? You was all right. You know, I want him to say, man, you gave them that work, that gospel. You know what I mean? Regardless if they liked it or not. You know what I mean? That's what I want. So the ending result for me, of me meeting him and him telling me, man, like, awesome.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, now, aside from, of course, your music grind and your social media grind, one thing that I have always admired about you is your family grind.
Yeah.
And how your wife is just so ride or die for you, how you can tell that they are really following the head of the house, because it's the grind falls from the head on down.
Come
you know,
on.
The t-shirts.
I
think I heard you learning how to wrap your own cars. Recording your own music videos, all of that. Speak to how important it is as a man of God to lead your family in the right direction and really give them an example that they can duplicate themselves in as far as the children and even the wife?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's key. I mean, it's important that you lead your wife and your kids correctly. You know what I mean? They represent you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, man, if your wife, man, isn't following behind, you know what I mean, what you're doing, and that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And not all the time, it's her. You know, it can be you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you just ain't leading that thing right. You know
right.
what I mean? You might be a little scared. You know, you might be a little spooked and not doing what God is telling you to do. And she see that.
Yeah.
The energy coming off of you is like, oh, so if you spooked, I'm spooked. You know what I mean? And me and my wife's situation, man, it's times where, man, that thing was could have been looking like it was about to sink. But she couldn't tell. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She couldn't tell with me. You know what I mean? Like, and then she telling me, well, we good. God gonna come through when he did. You know what I mean? And so, like I said, my wife, man, she stay at home mama. You know what I mean? Like, man, we've been married, man, going on for 9 years, man.
Wow.
She ain't worked since we've been married. You know what I mean? And so, with that being said, man, that stupid faith is key. So it's key that, man, you lead your family well. You know what I mean? My kids know it as well. Like, they look at daddy and man, and they see how we live and how I carry myself and how I treat my wife. And so when they get older, they're all girls, so they'll know what a man look like.
Right.
If he don't somewhat kind of have some stuff like my day, then it's a problem. You
right.
know what I mean? So, yeah.
I love it, baby. Great segue into the second song off that Street Preacher, Raising Angels. Talk to him. What's this about, man?
Man, five girls. You know what I mean? Like I said, we situation that isn't, man, just the Disney World situation. You know, when me and my wife got married, she already had a daughter. And I had a daughter from a previous situation, and we have three kids together.
Mm.
So my thing, even on this album, on this song here, I do talk about my stepdaughter. I do talk about my daughter who, you know, is she lives with her mother, but I get her every other weekend and, you know, that type of thing. Mm. And I have three girls, the other three little girls who, you know, stay with us
so
consistently.
Precious.
You know what I mean? So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I show even the stepdaddies that, man, you can still play a major part in that young child's life, even being a stepdad. You know,
that's
I mean?
Awesome, man.
Yeah, man.
And then, you know, definitely with the whole Kobe Bryant coining, you know, the craze of girl dad.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? I think this is an amazing
yeah.
song that speaks to that, especially from a kingdom perspective.
No,
so let's get into it, baby. Fro, Raising Angels, it's yeah. Street Preacher, it's Revolt Radio. Let's get it.
I be looking at angels every morning, homie. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I mean? My angels be all up on me, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so grateful.
Real truth. Hey, God blessing me. Bless me with them little babies. I call them angels. All around me, all angles. Zion sunshine, crawling now, she on my ankles. And her hands look like her mama's with them long fingers. Strong, could it be? He be fooling with your boy. Oh, silly me. Cause I don't deserve it. All girls, that's perfect. True daddy girl, don't get it twisted. I'm working. Raising princesses to be a queen, and that's a fact. Gotta get it, Lord willing, I'll be right back. Cause Agent Grace love to dress. She keep a dress. True angel from above who ain't super blessed. Lord, you sent your boy some angels. That's love. Keep that boy in check. They look at how to be in these angels' life, man, is a blessing, man. Blessing, man. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
You feel me? When I think about it, I be smiling. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Cause my picture's so beautiful. How I thank you for it.
That
promise is real. Many me. I know it.
I know it.
Love her like that cooked food. You
Yeah, baby, we back. Revolt Radio. It's the one and only Fro, my guy, my brother. Look, man. Okay, so how do you feel about the current state of Christian hip hop?
I mean, man, you know, I don't have the greatest problem with it, but I got problems with parts of it.
Yeah. Okay. What are those parts?
Man, parts of, you know what I mean, not really recognizing other ministers who do it differently. I think in Christian hip hop right now, it's one way is the only way. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you not in front of blonde heads and blue eyes, and that thing don't look like 200, 300 plus in the audience, your ministry ain't effective.
Mm.
And that's the problem I have with it. I think the big guys who can shine light, they only shine light there. And it's not because they don't know about others. They just choose to. And so they push that out into, and what I have learned, what God showed me too, it makes other artists feel like, man, maybe I'm doing something wrong because my situation don't look like their situation. Then you find cats that get out of the will of God trying to chase what they think is success from what the big guys are showing what is supposed to be success. And so for me, man, that's one of the problems I have. Another problem I do have, problems with cats who get to another stage and they feel like that they can not be don't have any integrity to other artists who may not be where they're at, where they supposed to be. You know
prideful.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So it's that type of night, and I feel like
kind of boo boo on them.
There you go. And I feel like that nobody's getting checked.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I told my homie, man, I told Dale, man, we was talking. I told him, I said, God put me in Jeremiah, man, for about a month. And, man, and I read about Jeremiah never like I had ever before. And I just read about how he was, he checked a lot of the kings. You know what I mean? It was time that I bring some stuff to your attention. Other folks ain't gonna bring it.
They
spook because they scared that if they bring it to you, gonna get upset. You gonna blackball them. You see what I'm saying? You gonna pick up the phone and start calling people. But man, when the street preacher ain't got nothing to lose.
Come on.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to lose.
Come on, baby. You know don't mean? Got nothing to lose, baby.
So, you know.
Great segue into this joint. Preacher. Come on, man. Tell us about that one, man. What was the motivation behind
that? The motivation, man, is to get out, man, make it happen. You know what I mean? Get on your soapbox. You know what I mean? Use what you got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody can't do the street, but it is use what you got. You know what I mean? Don't sit back and wait and spend a bunch of time sending demos to other situations. Nah, man, get out and do what you got to do. You know what I mean? So Street Preacher, it represents not just the rapper, but it represents the person who is trying to push in the kingdom, trying to push the kingdom and show that, you know what, I'm going to take what I got.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put it in your face.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you God. Do what I got in my hand.
Well, there it is right there. Street Preacher is going down. Fro, let's go.
What's up? Where you at? I'm at the corner Chevy driving Borshine. At the Conoco. I'm by myself. Come through. I'm out here.
Preach, preacher. Preach. 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 Preach, preacher. Preach.
Lord, kill me if I don't preach the gospel. 2020, this rebel here a problem. I didn't cut no play, devil can't stop him. I once was Gentile, but got adopted.
Yeah.
They say he coming on the cloud. I ain't talking loud. Yeah, I'm in the streets, bullhorn talking loud. Like John the Baptist. Out here catching catfish. Pharisees looking at me, smelling like cabbage. Life stinking, just evil, evil thinking. Spirit so far gone, listen. He don't know he's seeking. Grace running out, quiet. I'm speaking. Got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Holy Ghost. I once wanted to credit.
Preach. Preach, preacher. Preach. Preach, preacher. Preach. Preach, preacher. Preach.
Lord, kill me if I don't preach the gospel. 2020, this rebel here, problem. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm the catcher Jesus throw in front of my mouth. He be speaking to me when he do, I act a clown. I tell you what he say, but is you really down? Probably turn around using vulgar language power. Probably say who we think he is at the corner shouting. Let me tell you, ex-hustler, drinking from the fountain. Or that living water, my God, I'm moving mountain. Why you listening to Lil Baby and the baby? Must ain't got that spirit in ya, that's why you shaking. Ain't really being used, why you faking? Why? I know it hurt, swallow it, homie, take it.
Preach, preacher. Preach. 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 Preach, preacher. Preach.
Yeah, baby, we back. Revolt Radio, we back. Hits!
Come on, bro!
Hits, man. Hits, man. Classics, man.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Make it happen.
Tell me about that, though.
Hey, man. You know, just let God do his thing.
So you was talking earlier before the break, man, about, you know, the grind, get out, you know, street, or if it ain't street, street ain't your thing, get out there, get it how you live. Mm-hmm. With you being a street preacher, and when you started, CDs were the thing. Like, you... everybody was pushing CDs. But now, you know, pretty much the CD is dead. How are you going to continue the same grind with street preacher, with the street grind, without, I mean, are you still going to use CDs, or how are you going to change to this digital age and the world of streams?
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's what's real right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So what God has showed me too, man, is, you know, we can't get away from digital right now. So it's just and it's still cool. It's still some pluses to the digital game. You know what I mean? But what God was showing me was that, man, we gonna still get out there and we gonna push the gospel far as t-shirts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not only that, I think the key is getting to meet people in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when you meet people in the flesh, man, they become a fan. They become a supporter.
Yeah.
Excuse me, not a fan, a supporter.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Good.
Difference between
the difference?
A fan.
I like to
man,
say
a fan is somebody who basically just jumps on the bandwagon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because you're up front. I jump on them, but a fan jumps on all kind of bandwagons. You know what I mean?
Mm.
A supporter, man, he feels like, man, I know him. You know, he's family. You know what I mean? He's family. Like, believe it or not, I still have people who understand that streaming isn't going to pay. And they still say, "Bro, I'm going to cash app you $10 or I'm going to get a CD just because still want one, but I still might listen to it on Spotify, but I'm still going to shop." That's a supporter.
Yeah.
Right.
He understands you got a family. You know, he understands you got bills.
That's
he understands that you got things that you got to take care of. And so he wants to support like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's still the t-shirts and things like that, but I still believe getting out in the streets and shaking hands and seeing people in there and they seeing you in the flesh is still what is needed.
Yeah. Well, one cool thing that I like is those QR codes. Mm. You know, where you can kind of get the flyer and put your code on there
and
send them straight to the Apple Music or Spotify or to the website, which is really dope. And I think that's something that kind of helps to stay relevant. So with this project that you're releasing, you know, I think in any project we kind of have, well, I don't know, we sometimes want a certain message to be conveyed to our audience. So of course we're preaching the gospel, but is there a specific thing, you know what I'm saying, that when they listen to this, you want them to walk away with knowing, or an area that you're calling them to grow in through this album?
And you know what, I think that's an awesome question. You know what I mean? Because even when I was hearing you going there, you know what I mean? The street preacher right now, I do believe what God has given me the vision. It is just the first time that a project has really been pushed for the kingdom for me. You know what I mean? All my other projects, I always been pushed for the streets. You know what I mean? We just trying to get the streets saved. This one here is more, like I said, it's on a Jeremiah. And I'm speaking to the kings that's in my lane. And it's an issue. I have an issue. You know, and God has an issue. You know what I mean? And so this is the very first project out of Never where I'm kind of speaking to the people in my circle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, but I still would say it's still where I could still take it to the streets and they would still get it too, because even in their lane, it still might be some issues that they might be having and I might need to confront it in a way. That's why I made sure that even as I confront the kings, I still try to do it with, you know, elegant. You know, I try to be, you know, have taste. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Class, where I'm not just coming and just throwing stones, but after you hear it, you got to say, oh, I got to respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel you, bro. Maybe I got... So it isn't me just, you know, ranting, just shooting the AK, just... You know what I mean? It's really still me coming and hitting you. You say, oh, I felt that, bro. I feel you. Nobody ever told me that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's still for the streets, but this is the very first project I never had where you would say, man, you kind of speaking to the people in the kingdom, too.
Mm.
Way more than land of make-believe, you know, the rest of them. You know what I mean? So
that's awesome.
Now, just from an artist standpoint, well, period, you're just an intentional artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Like even the show with the microphone stand, like, Land of Make Believe, Stupid Faith, like each track, everything intentional, even what you were saying with this new project, very intentional. So what do you have to say to the artist who's out there like, I don't know what next move to make. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I have my one album. It was nice, but I don't know how to approach my second album. What would you say to the artist right now who's going through a writer's block or maybe just a hurdle they can't get over?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, man, seeking God is key. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, you can't get away. You know, I'm gonna speak, you know, to the artists in the kingdom as well. Like, I mean, God is, man, like, he's key for one. You know what I mean? I will say, even for me, that's been my way. You know what I mean? And it's been paid off from just being able to seek God and then allow him to speak to me, and I'm able to speak to the people. So I feel like with that, an artist who may be struggling with writer block, you know, with that, sometimes, man, you might just need to sit for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Bring that thing back together, man, and see what God really wants you to do. You know, where he wants you to be, what he wants you to talk about. You know what I mean? So for me, man, seeking God, man, is key, is it. You know what I mean? To be able to get the knowledge, to get the wisdom, to get the next move. You know what I mean? So for me, like I say, for me, with Street Preacher, like, it never really would have been my idea to talk to anybody in, you know, any king in the kingdom. Like, for what? Like, I'm trying to reach the lost.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to talk to them. Like, I ain't studying, you know, none of the other cats that's in the game that's on another level. Like, I ain't got time to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm in project somewhere. You feel where I'm coming from? Posted. So for me, with me seeking God is where Street Preacher came from.
Dope, man. Listen, seventh album.
Yeah.
12 years in ministry, man, am I right?
For sure, yeah.
2008. For those of y'all who don't know your history, Fro was on when the first year he started ministry. He was on my Holy South Supremacy app.
Mm-hmm.
Holy South Supremacy album.
Yeah.
And then let's go ahead and just drop the bomb. Let's just go ahead and give him something juicy. In 2008, Fro was on that joint. And at that time, I definitely wanted to help Fro, wanted to get with Fro.
Yeah.
But But we lost touch for years. Let me see, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So what was it, about 5 years?
Yeah.
And then we came back. Tell the people, why, what was that about? Let's give them some juice.
Well, I mean, from what I remember, did the project, man, I was excited, you know, to be around somebody who was doing it in the lane, you know what I mean? And I think you told me, you said, man, we got a show in Florida. I want you to come down there and do the song. And so I was like, bet. So I thought about, I told my homie, look, we're going to drive to Florida. I'm going to do the show or whatever with Dad. They're like, okay, cool. And so, man, I was like, it's just being real. This is a new Christian, 2 years in it. Like I said, I set for a year, got on my face, and then the next year I dropped the project. So we're talking about a younger guy, you know what I mean? Now, I understand some things now, you know what I mean? Things are a little different. But I asked him, I said, how you getting there? And he said, fly. He said, he going to fly. And so I said, you flying? He like, yeah, I'm flying. And I said, yo, people driving? He was like, yeah, they going to meet me down there. And at that point, I had a problem with that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's just being real. Like, yeah. I felt like, you know what I mean? Like, if they drive, you drive. And that was coming from where I had came from, that, man. But I didn't really understand that even in the kingdom, man, as a man of God, man, I might have to get back to preach on Sunday. Mm. You know what I mean? So I might go do the show Friday or Saturday, but I got to fly back to preach on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm not really up on that. You know what I mean? I'm more up on they driving, so you drive. You know what I mean? If you fly, then they fly. You feel where I'm coming from? So I just fell back. You know what I mean? And I think for me, that's what it was. It wasn't really a thing of like, it was just more of a, I just fell back because it was like, man, who am I to say, why are you flying? You know, I'm like, bro, you don't know my story. You don't know how much grind I done put to be flying. And you know what I'm saying? Like what I didn't, you know what I'm saying? So wisdom for me was to fall back. And so I think I fell back for, man, about 3 or 4 years, 5 years. And then, man, I think the 8th year is when Dale hit me up. We did lunch at Applebee's. And he was just like, look, bro, man, I see you, man. Look, hey, whatever I can do, man, to help your ministry, man. Like, hey, and he's been awesome, man. Like, like I said to anybody right quick, man, like my ministry, man, I built my ministry, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi. I tell anybody, man, if you ever see me in Dallas or Florida, Atlanta, majority of the time, that's Dale. And said, look, bro, I got a show out here, bro. Come through, bro. I'm going to hit you up, bro. We're going to make it happen. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he's been a big brother to me, man, and love him, man. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Yeah, baby. Love you too, baby. So, yeah, so 7th album, man, 12 years. 12 is Divine Government, it's foundation. You cemented yourself. Regardless of the different, and I love this analogy you gave. You know, me and Fro talk all the time. Like I said, we brothers. So he gave this analogy of Christian rap being a tree with many branches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But no matter what branch, you have cemented yourself in that tree with 12 years and the 7th album, Divine Completeness. Now, Street Preacher is going to be volumes, correct?
Right.
Talk about that. Yeah, how many volumes? Like, explain the whole,
man,
you know, message behind it.
So right now, we can do 7 before the end of the year.
Wait, 7 albums before the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the end of this year?
I can't, yeah.
Okay.
But right now, 4 for sure. So the other 3, God has given me the freedom to just be like, it's up to you on them. But these 4 here, like, these need to be dropped. Mm. They're going to be dropped. So in my house right now, I probably got like, man, like 70 songs or something like that ready to go. So I'm ready to AK, let loose for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been, you know, just that's in that amazing thing working. So.
And the significance, they're going to drop every 2 months on. Right.
So 4 volume 4 would be me dropping on July the 11th, September the 11th, November the 11th, and the one I have right that's coming, that's beat dropping tomorrow. which is yeah, so.
Wow.
So yeah, so that's already ready to go. The now if I did an extra one, it would be in August or you know October. That but that's up to me if I want to do that.
So know? What is the significance to the 11th?
Well, really, the 11th is well, my birthday is 9/11.
Okay.
So that's the day I was born. 9/11, and so really, man, I just. He just gave me that. The 11th was just like, and I think too, I would enjoy just dropping one on my birthday as well.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I think that would be dope. So.
All right. Well, look, man, seven albums. About to be seven. Oh, 14 if you do all seven. Man, it's going to be 14 records. But seven albums to at this point.
Yeah.
12 years in ministry where you've cemented yourself as, like I said, a legend. Wow. In this thing we call Kingdom Hip Hop, Holy Hip Hop, Gospel Rap, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
In those 12 years, Fro, last question before we get you up out of here. In those 12 years, what has disappointed you?
Man.
About your entire journey?
I think, man, that's a good question. I mean, disappointment. I think for me, I probably would have reached out beyond Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi. And I think disappointed in really me to a certain extent of wanting to be local. And sometimes I feel like that that's something that I wanted, but that's something that maybe God didn't really want as much for me is to be local. But I fought to stay local. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had other invitations to do other things that now when I look back at it, I can get a little disappointed. It's like, man, bro, you should have took that. And this person, he was reaching out to you, but it was just kind of like, eh, I'm good.
Why were you so set on locality?
Man, and this is real.
Uh-huh.
I grew up without my daddy. Mm-hmm. Never knew my daddy. And so for me, stardom I'm gonna say it still scares me.
Why? Mm.
Because I don't want to be away from my kids and my wife like that. So when I think about stardom, I think about, man, this guy is gone always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden my kids is growing up without their daddy. My wife don't really have a husband because I'm always on a plane somewhere. I'm always gone. So for me, that still spooks me. And that's why I want to always be like, fly somebody because he just did shows in Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, maybe a little Georgia somewhere, in New Orleans somewhere. But really, the hole in the wild clubs is the ones that really rock with him. Mm-hmm. He get that 4,000-6,000 and come on back to the house. So for me, that's kind of what I wanted. So, but when I look back at it though, sometimes I feel like opportunities God pushed in my way, like I kind of ran from him because that personnel was he could have took me somewhere else, and I'm like, eh, let me go. Let me go back to the block. You know what I'm saying? Like, and do what I do.
Yeah.
So.
Give me two more disappointments.
Man. Two more.
In your 12-year career, the entire journey, personal, ministry.
Man, you know, really, you know, and like I said, the show isn't long enough to go. So this will be my second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like my first marriage with my oldest daughter's mother, the ministry played a big part in it. Man, I was grinding so heavy that I would leave home at 8, drop my daughter off at school, and I wouldn't come back at 10 o'clock at night every day because I was on the block, you know what I'm saying, grinding. So it wasn't all the ministry that what made that marriage fail. But it was part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about disappointing, I should have had a better balance. You know what I mean? Of doing the street grind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I kind of jumped in there and I just swam in it to a certain extent. Plus, you know, nobody in my family, man, we don't know Mary, so I ain't got to be no husband. So make a long story short, that would be that one. The last one, man, probably the third one would be not dropping as much as I've been doing now. Mm. Like I should have been like I have so much in me that studio for me is still a struggle. So when I sit there and tell you I got all these songs now, like, I fought for these songs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because studio for me isn't like, I don't enjoy it. You know what I mean? I don't enjoy. So, but I would say that I wish.
Wait a minute. To be a recording artist, don't like recording. Please explain that.
Yeah. I know. I mean,
break that down.
Yeah. So I really enjoy more getting up in front of people and rapping more than I do recording. Mm-hmm. So that's why for all these years, I would literally just do one album a year. And that would be it. And I pushed that one album the whole year, a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And I make a, you know what I'm saying? I make a living off that one album. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it never was like, man, I would rent studio time. I promise you, man, I have guys that would vouch for me, engineers. Man, I would pay for 10 hours and I would drop my whole project in 10 hours in 1 or 2 days. Mm. Like, I would already know my songs. I already have them ready. So when it's time me to go do my time, man, they'll tell you, I don't even come out the booth. I just say, go to the next song. Load up the next beat. Like, I'm rolling.
Come
like,
on.
You know what I'm saying? Then once I get done with my 12, 13 songs, man, mix them jumps down, man. And let me know when you finish. You know what I'm saying?
Go to the block.
So that was my thing. Like, and then I had, like I say, I'm different than other artists. Like my guy was saying, like, this way we eat. So I don't have time to sit there and play over no songs. You know what I mean? Like, nah, I got to go get it as well. I got rent and mortgage and bills to pay. You see what I'm saying? So for me, I ain't sitting around no studio all day long. You know what I mean? So I got to get out and make something happen. So the third one would be just knowing back then that I could have been doing this. Mm. But I just was, I'm going to say, let's just say, you know, just. I ain't gonna say lazy, but lazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, I just don't want to because I don't like doing it. You know what I mean?
So. You said something just a little while ago that was good. I got to add it in here. What do you say to people who say that, oh, you shouldn't sell the ministry? If you're doing ministry, then, you know, why are you hustling the CD?
Right.
You know, why don't you just get a career or get a job and let ministry be ministry? What would you have to say?
Well, I feel like that it depends. Has God called you to do ministry full time? So I believe there's some people who God has called to do ministry full time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some cats and some people that's not.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And for those that are called to do it full time, you know God is telling you this is what you do. Then, man, hey, a man who does not take care of his family is worse than an unbeliever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for those that are not called, it's just like anything. Y'all mess it up. You see what I'm saying? For the people who are called.
Mm.
So when I'm called to do this, man, I got to provide for my folks. So it's no different than you being called to be a dentist. If God called you to be a dentist and he called everybody that steps in that chair, you minister to them. Hey, that don't mean you don't charge them.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like you a dentist. He's saying, man, but everybody that steps through that door, you ask them, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Can I talk to you about the Lord? And at the end of the day, like, man, like, hey, I'm still going to send you a bill. You feel where I'm coming from? Like, it is what it is. So, but for me, man, mine was more, like I said, I never tried to put my hand out to the church.
Yeah.
That was never... You know what I'm saying? My goal. You know what I mean? Like I said, my first 3.5 years, man, I made a living out in the streets. So as people would come and ask me about my car or whatever they would do, what you out here doing, once I, you know, tell them what I'm doing, and man, I'm a gospel artist, man, this and that comes my album for sale, man, I love you to support it, man, da-da-da, if they support it, they don't, then it's like, man, I'm a believer, man, do you know the Lord? You a believer, man, like, yes or no, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and so, man, I just watched God at the end of the day. Not every day was just a $200 day or anything like that. Some days I just had $30 days, and some days I had $200 days, but it just was what he called me to do.
Mm.
He didn't call me to go clock.
Come
on. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it is what it is.
Yeah. So explain this last song, man, Disappointed.
Man, like.
What's the motivation behind it?
Believe it or not, man, it's probably like my favorite one. I think it touches me just because of, man, dealing with people who say that they're part of the kingdom and, you know, I can see something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, I think with the stardom thing is some people, mm-hmm. man, they want it so bad that, man, they willing to, man, do whatever it takes, even over here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, even if I got to step on my brother's neck, who is a believer, I'm willing to step on his neck too to get to that place. You know what I mean?
Stealing and so, stuff.
Man, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Whew, Lord.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? That's a whole nother one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, man, I'm just disappointed. You
right.
know what I'm saying? That's what we done got to. And right quick before we roll, I was listening to this one guy speak, and he talked about gospel rap, how it started in the streets. Like, that's where it started, man. It started, man, to just impact the lost. And them people out in Nashville, and they came in through these dollars at us, and man, we sold our situation for it, and then it just got all crazy. And now when you look at it now, it's like, man, but I bet you right now, if I took 95% of the rappers that's doing it for real, we would say for real, put them in the streets, he wouldn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
He, I'd be like, get him. He wouldn't know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, and so when we talk about, man, just being effective, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of them, man, you know, it is what it is. So for me, man, just disappointed, man, at some of the things I see, and you know, some of the places I done been, and some of the things I done dealt with other artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So just disappointed.
Yeah. Well, there it is, man. Disappointed off the album Street Preacher in stores today. Right now. Go get that.
Yeah.
Revo Radio.
I am Lynn Flo.
Let me talk to my community. You know, I am part of your community, you know. I might do things a little differently, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still part, you know, and I just want to talk to some people, you know what I'm saying? It's real talk. I remember when you used to be able to tell a Christian rapper from a rapper. Now they lying like they were trappers.
They lying.
I see through they story, Lord. Liars.
Liars.
Not all, but most. It's tired.
It is.
I want to tell them, get back like 6 feet. Don't talk to me.
Don't say nothing to me, bro.
I know that they ain't like you. Silence me.
I repent.
Because I know they ain't about that street life, apparently.
Apparently.
Because they ain't even out there. They whole audience from the suburbs. How dare.
How dare.
I know they posting pictures like it's something special. Rubbing shoulders with the devil. I guess pictures with the famous make you successful. Not to me, looking thirsty. Homies playing both sides, irk me. Begging for a deal when your own neighborhood don't know how you feel. Who you represent, let's be for real. Ain't no grinding you, but you used to sell dope, boy.
Come on.
Something ain't adding up. Lord, they acting up until they find out they favorite rapper is broke. This is a joke. Rapzilla taking money, let's go.
Let's go.
Got dreams of being on the road.
When
the corner stove, up the street starving.
Starving.
Do a full concert, it's popping.
What's up?
Never that. Need them blonde head and blue eyes to feel something. Why you mad at me is facts. Majority want a name, so they chasing the pack.
Pack.
I'm in the streets for real, I play the back.
Back.
I'm just disappointed. I'm just disappointed. Now they talking numbers.
Numbers.
Can't judge me by my Instagram. Boy, I'm in the jungle. And they ain't pleased by what I say, but they respect it.
They do.
Y'all buying likes, followers, trying to impress your followers.
Dang.
Like you somebody. Really, boy, you clocking in.
You clocking in.
Scared to tell your people that you clocking in.
You clocking in.
That's a crying shame. Devil done screwed up the game.
We did.
Homie rather look like it than be in his lane.
Shame.
But what's really killing y'all, y'all ain't saying his name.
Jesus.
Trying to please the world. Want them to like you like a girl. Scared to hurt they feelings. Want to be pleasing. Devil is cheesing.
Jesus.
It never look like what it look like. Little homies is reaching.
Reaching.
Trying to copycat the motto. They want them a motto. Like Israel when they wanted a king is hollow.
It is.
That's why they stay frustrated. The field is up the street. They want me to say it.
Want me to say.
Cause you
it.
Really want the glory. Lights, camera, action, siren. This ain't what it is.
No.
This is where you say you from. With killers killing kids.
Yeah.
Some of y'all just talking.
Talking.
I swear, just talking.
Yeah, baby, we back with Vote Radio. Man, listen.
Love
this
it.
Man, Fro, you got another one on your hands, man.
Yeah.
I, I'm just so proud, man, of not only the grind, 12 years, man. That's something to applaud and salute to anybody that stands in anything for 10 years. Yeah. It's just automatically you get accolades and respect from me.
Yeah.
But definitely, man, your heart, you know, I mean, definitely, because that's what I saw before the world saw or knew your name. Any last words, man, you want to say? Where can they get Street Preacher? Let them know what platforms is on. And what's any last words you want to say to your
man,
people?
Yeah, you can, man, you can get the Street Preacher, man, everywhere. From, man, the Google Play. Like, I'm not a big fan of, you know, streaming, but it's part of it. You know what I mean? So you stream it.
Well,
man,
if they want to sew it to you, to give them their website. Where can they go and support just you?
Yeah, you can go to God's Wheel Records, but that's GODSWHEEL records.com. You can find everything on that site there about me if you want to sew anything like that. But like I said, the album is on, man. It's going to be everywhere. iTunes, everywhere. So anywhere that you listen to music, buy music, is there.
Yeah.
My last words, man, I just, you know, like I said, man, I'm just a servant, man, being obedient to God, man. And I appreciate what God has done in my life. I know where I could have been. You know what I mean? And I know where I'm at right now. So I'm just grateful to him. Man, I'm grateful to the listeners. I'm grateful to, man, the whole Revolt, man. Like, just awesome, man. And like I say, man, I'm going to keep pushing, man. Y'all keep pushing, man. And man, we gonna make God proud.
Yeah, for sure. I love it, baby. There it is, Fro, Street Preacher. Go get that. Thanks for coming, man. Revolt Radio, we love you. God bless.
31. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. He gotta run me my bling. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. No ring, clink, clink. He gotta run me my bling. Myself a good man, and I love him a lot. He don't get bored with me when I'm talking a lot. He know I got wisdom and I get it from God. So we thank God for me, cause he know what he got. He ain't talking to me crazy and he ain't trying to box. And he know we ain't married, so he can't get the box. But he ain't mad about it, cause he down for the cost. Hey, that man got gifts and he ain't Santa Claus. He got here my whole purpose, man, my boo out here working. Saving up for the wedding, so he ain't buying purses. He want me to have a house with some custom made curtains. He don't want our future family to be out here hurting. He reading his Bible too. He be spending time with God. That man got too much to do. Got his eyes on the kingdom. He ain't looking at you. And all that booty on the gram never mess up his view. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. All these goodies for my husband, sis, that's what it's for. I'm worth way too much to be giving it up. We like Clyde and Bonnie. The world looking up to us like we Offset and Corey. Except he a real man, so he don't want no Barbie. And we make